Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Terry Schindler Schiavo's parents' fight for her right to life captured the attention of Americans across the country. Unfortunately, polling that contained inaccurate information about Terry's case showed that many Americans still need to be educated about what the withdrawal of food and fluids means for the patient. In 1997, Wisconsin Right to Life published its Life Cycle magazine on the topic of withholding food and fluids. The Life Cycle magazine covers issues of the day affecting the Right to Life movement. Over the past few days, we've been looking back on that 1997 publication and the observations written by National Right to Life Executive Director Dr. David Osteen. Though it was written in 1997, it is almost prophetic since it is still wholly relevant in the fight to protect the most vulnerable patients. We continue today with an article written by Dr. Curtis E. Harris about the physical responses to withdrawal of food and fluids. At the time, Dr. Harris was the president of the American Academy of Medical Ethics. He writes, "Imagine a hot summer day. You have worked hard outside. You're thirsty. Your tongue and lips are dry, and they stick together easily. Nothing sounds better than something cold to drink. How would you feel, both emotionally and physically, if you suddenly had no control over what you were able to do, and someone else decided thirst was not reason enough to give you a drink? Trapped? Frightened? Desperate? If you can feel these sensations and emotions, you have taken the first step toward realizing what it means to be deprived of food and fluids. How long does it take for someone to die from dehydration? Depending on the state of health prior to stopping fluids, 3 to 10 days. How long does it take for someone to die from starvation? The average lean individual has enough energy stored in muscle and fat tissue to last 40 days. The more obese an individual, the longer that person will live without food. The effects of malnutrition can be seen in films of the Nazi Holocaust and in the victims of starvation in Africa. Kwashiorkor disease, prevalent in third world countries, is caused by a deficiency in the quality and quantity of dietary protein, resulting in hollow eyes, weakness, bloating of the abdomen, and loss of bowel and bladder control. Death by starvation is painful, slow, and miserable, with many symptoms the same as found in dehydration. Death occurs when the heart and lungs simply fatigue and collapse. Dr. Harris then outlined the effects of dehydration and starvation. First, the mucous membranes dry out. Second, there is impaction and severe bloating and abdominal cramping, nausea, and vomiting. Next is the electrolyte imbalances, or the levels of water and salt in the blood and tissues. Then the patient can experience heart arrhythmias, muscle pain, and marked fatigue. The patient will cough and experience shortness of breath. This is followed by severe depression and confusion, severe agitation and fear, as well as delusions. The skin dries out and cracks. The patient may have to deal with bronchitis or pneumonia. There will be blood in the bowel, stomach, kidneys, and lungs, followed by kidney failure. Finally, there is general systemic collapse, followed by death. That's the tragic reality of death by starvation and dehydration. The reality assisted suicide advocates don't tell you. The reality that escapes the evening news. The reality from which vulnerable patients need protecting. To do it, we need your help to fight this culture of death. At ProLifePerspective.com, we provide resource links to information about euthanasia and assisted suicide. I encourage you to educate yourself further and to become involved in our efforts today. And as always, if you have any questions, please email me at carol@ProLifePerspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.